Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
Welcome to the $100 MBA show, making building the business of your dreams a whole lot easier with our practical business lessons. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. And today's episode is Q&A Wednesday, where we answer a question from one of you, one of our listeners. If you got a question you want to ask, go ahead and email me over at omar@100mba.net. Today's question is from Lisa. And Lisa asks, Omar, I have a thriving business. I just surpassed the six-figure mark, which I'm very proud of. Congrats, Lisa. That's amazing. But I want to take my marketing to the next level, and I know that video marketing works, but I have the looks for radio. Any advice? Firstly, Lisa, thank you so much for asking this question. It takes courage to say, I need help, that you have a challenge that you need to overcome or figure a way around. Secondly, in today's episode, I'm going to challenge you a little bit that the way you perceive, the way you look is bad for video. I'm going to give you some strategies to overcome that challenge. But I'll also give you some alternatives if you want to just get started with video without being on camera. Listen, I totally understand where Lisa's coming from. Growing up as a minority in the US, I really didn't fit in. I really didn't see myself as somebody that was good looking or that was attractive or was worth being shown on camera. It took me a lot of time to overcome that and realize just because I don't look like Tom Cruise doesn't mean I can't get in front of the camera and just love who I am and accept who I am and just show up as my best self, knowing that the purpose of the video is to help others. And we're going to start there in today's lesson. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. One of the best pieces of advice that I got was from a friend of mine, Michael Port. Michael Port runs an academy, a school called Heroic Public Speaking. I believe it's just called Heroic now, but it's a fantastic place to learn how to be a great public speaker. And when I was going through his training, he taught me one of the best things to do when you're so overwhelmed with being self-conscious, with worrying about how people are perceiving you, the way you look, the way you dressed, the way you're moving. The best way to overcome that is to stop focusing on yourself and focus on them. Focus on the audience. And this is just as true on video. When you're just worried about making sure that I give value, that I help the viewer, that I help whoever just stumbled upon this video solve their problem, get past whatever they're struggling with, that really elevates not only the quality of video, but gets you focused on something else other than yourself. When you're focusing on others, when you're focusing on the viewer, the person that is receiving this content, you're going to automatically be less concerned about how they're perceiving you. You're really just worried about making sure this is valuable. This is a fantastic place to start and to kind of reshift your frame of reference. It's about them. It's not actually about you. This perspective allows you to really understand that, hey, eye candy is probably one of the lowest things on the ladder of importance when it comes to them clicking on the video and consuming the content. The other thing I want to say, and maybe this sounds a little cliche, but it's true. Beauty is subjective, okay? Authenticity, being who you are, just getting in front of it and saying, hey, this is who I am, is very attractive. Owning who you are. There's so many YouTubers that I follow that are not conventionally, attractive. In fact, when I got this question, I actually went back to my YouTube account, looked at all the channels I subscribe to, and really looked at who are the people that I love watching. And many of them would struggle to be, you know, a professional model on Vogue or something like that, right? They might be overweight. They might be a little bit out of shape. They might have bad skin. Some of them have even speech impediments. Some of them are permanently physically challenged, but their content is so good, I never even noticed that stuff. Within the first few seconds of every video, I'm grabbed by the content. So I want to start by just reassuring you that if you just focus on the audience, on delivering great value and leveraging the fact that, hey, video does work. Like you said, it's great for marketing, whether you're using Reels or Shorts on YouTube or having a YouTube channel or using it on your sales page as a sales video, it's massive. In fact, did you know that over 80% of consumers are more likely to purchase a product after watching a video about it? That includes Amazon products, digital products online. That's a powerful statistic that emphasizes the importance of video in today's market, regardless of how you perceive yourself. Your appearance is just one aspect of the equation. It's your message, your authenticity that truly matters. I'm not here to tell you that, you know, somebody who is stunning or good looking from a physical point of view doesn't have an advantage. They do. But if they can't deliver, then it's disastrous. Your content is really what matters. I'm going to go a little deeper. Whenever you have a challenge like this in your business where you're faced an opportunity, I could do video marketing, but I'm scared because maybe people won't perceive me as professional, or maybe I don't look the part. Whenever you have those kind of fears, this is a signal that you have to do it. Overcoming these kind of challenges, overcoming these types of obstacles are really important business, because on the other side of that obstacle is opportunity, is growth, is scale, is a chance for you to take you and your business to another level. So that's a signal to go after it. Let's get into some strategy. Instead of focusing solely on appearances, concentrate on what makes you unique and relatable, whether it's your experience, whether it's maybe your backdrop or your office has some little things that signal what you're all about. Share your stories, your knowledge, your passion, your enthusiasm shines through the video camera. That's what truly will resonate with your audience. It's not about fitting into a mold. It's about carving your own space and making an impact in your own way. Once I realized that, I realized I'm going to be my own personality, my own thing, because the best people that do it in show business, in movies, in talk shows, in podcasting, they're their own person. Whether it's Joe Rogan or comedians like Jerry Seinfeld or Conan O'Brien or whoever it may be, they have their own thing going. Create your own space, create your own mold. Authenticity is your greatest asset. So as hard as it may be yourself, regardless of your appearance, regardless of how you perceive yourself, just show up as you are. That courage to do so will shine through. And it's okay for you to even be so authentic to say in your first video, hey, this is hard for me. I didn't want to do this channel, but I wanted to challenge myself. I wanted to put the content out there. I wanted to put you first, the viewer, to give you the great information that I have, the great experiences that I have, so that you can get better. That will resonate with your audience. They'll say, yes, thank you. We're not all glamorous, you know, humans roaming the earth. So don't let the doubts about your appearance hold you back. Embrace who you are. Let your authenticity shine through the video content. And let me tell you, the world is hungry for genuine connections, for real people, not people that are unattainable. And you have an opportunity to provide just that. And listen, you can start small with a 30-second video, a 60-second video on Instagram. Then you can expand it to a 90-second video. Then you can do maybe a longer one and start a YouTube channel. Maybe put it on your website, put it on your blog. Ease yourself into it. Get more and more comfortable. Now, if you want to even ease yourself even more, this is what I would recommend. Start the video with you on camera. You want to build trust with your audience. Don't hide behind the camera. Build trust by showing your face and saying, hey, this is who I am. Then you can cut to B-roll, which is other footage that illustrates what you're explaining while you're voicing it over. This could be stock videos. This could be videos that you create. Create your own B-roll in your office, outside, in your neighborhood, explaining what you're all about, what you're teaching. This could be animations. This could be drawings. This could be charts. There's a highly successful YouTube channel that I follow called CPG Gray, and it's all about animated explainer videos about interesting things in history, fun facts about the world. In fact, the person never shows his face, and that's the allure. I'm not a big fan of that. I like building trust with my audience, but it's something for you to reference.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
So you can start out with your face on the video, and then you can end with your face in the video, wrapping up. And more you can show yourself again throughout the video. This is incredibly important, especially if this video is intended to sell. If it's a sales video on your website, for example. If you want people to take action, they have to trust what you're saying is true. They have to trust you as a person. They have to trust you as a creator. So think about making sure with every video you're showing your face more and more, especially, again, if it's a sales video. Before I wrap up, I want to recommend a book that might help you with this challenge, and it's called The Alter Ego Effect by Todd Herman. This book is really good at getting over these types of obstacles. Getting something as a part of your repertoire, even your attire, a jacket, a hat, a pair of glasses, that can basically flip a switch in you. When you put this on, you become somebody else. You play a role, the role you need to play to have the confidence to do what you need to do on camera. I know this sounds a little strange, and maybe you're a little skeptical when I'm recommending this book, but it's actually proven to work. He's worked with professional athletes, celebrities, musicians, actors that you know, household names. And when you need to do something, you need to be open to different methodologies to overcoming a challenge. So I recommend that book, The Alter Ego Effect by Todd Herman. I met Todd in person, solid guy. You're going to really enjoy this book. To wrap up today's episode, Lisa, I'm excited to see what you come up with. Please email me back, omar@100mba.net, reply to the email, and let me know how it goes. I can't wait to watch your first video. I can't wait to share it and to champion your work. You got this. That wraps up today's episode. If you got a question you want to ask here on Q&A Wednesday, just go ahead and email me at omar@100mba.net. I'll make sure to answer it right here on the show. I'll even give you a shout out to your business or whatever you do if you'd like as a thank you for contributing to the discussion here on the podcast. If you haven't subscribed, you haven't followed the podcast yet, go ahead and do that right now. You get a next episode automatically. You get access to over 2,400 episodes in our archives. Plenty of business lessons for you to build your business with. Go ahead and do that right now. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. Most people care far less about you and what you look like and all these little details than you think. They're really interested in what's in it for them. They're actually very selfish. Most people by nature are just like that, and not in a negative way. It's just how we are as human beings. You click on a video on YouTube, you're like, hey, is this going to help me? Is this going to be entertaining for me? Is this something that I want to watch? It's about themselves. It's not about you. So don't worry so much. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll check you in the next episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.